We've got I Hate Winter Weekend in the Hub City as the Wolves of Northern State bring in the defending D2 national champs and the Warriors this weekend to the Barnett Center. And today we've got another installment of Pack Chat coming your way as we bring in the future governor of South Dakota, Connor Libous. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, for sure. You know, we talk about that all the time off the air. You might be a governor, a good congressman or Senate guy. Is there a career for you in politics in the not-too-distant future?
I mean, we're not going to keep that out of the question here, but we'll have to see in the not-so-distant future. We'll have to see.
Yeah, you're very well connected. You know Senator John Thune. You know he's the, not Speaker of the House, but he's the whip, right?
Senate Majority Leader.
Senate Majority Leader.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yep. So that's a pretty good contact, right?
I mean, you could say so. Yeah, one heartbeat from the presidency, not too bad. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, I think that is something that I think you should probably explore. Third all-time leading scorer here in South Dakota high school basketball history. How'd you do it?
A lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, having a lot of good people around me, putting me in great situations all the time, and being at a great school in Del Rapids St. Mary's. So, yeah.
We'll certainly talk about them for sure. But yeah, 2,731 points. Was there a favorite basket or two that you hit that you can think of? That's a lot of points. That's a lot of baskets. But was there a favorite or two?
There's only a couple that really stick out to me. Probably the first couple. I played in a game as a seventh grader. I was 5 foot, probably 85 pounds. I remember hitting a three. I did like an in and out, and I just hit two before and buried probably like a 35 footer.
Wow.
And then I go, yeah, I might be able to do this. So that was one. And, honestly, I mean, they just kind of whatever came to me over the years. I mean, I remember hitting the one for having the school record, which was a pretty cool deal for me, having an assist from my longtime teammate, Sam Palmer. So that was pretty cool. Other than that, man, just getting buckets and just playing.
Just getting buckets. Love it. Favorite all-time basketball memory with DRSM?
Oh, favorite all-time memory. Probably making the state tournament. That was always our goal, and that was always our dream. So there was nothing better than that. That was the pinnacle of playing high school basketball in South Dakota, and always is and always will be. So playing for St. Mary's, that was the pinnacle. We got to do it in our rivals. Our rivals is Coleman Egan High School.
Mm-hmm.
We happened to play Elton Lake Benton, who was a conference foe. That's how the Sodex 16 matched up. So we both drove 15 minutes, played in a little bit smaller of a gym than most people would play in for that game, but got to do it in the rivals gym, go to the state tournament. That was a pretty good feeling.
Can you kind of unpack what it's like to play at the Barnett Center for a 16, 17, 18-year-old high school kid? I mean, you talk about that being the pinnacle. That is it, right?
Yeah. Well, anybody who kind of knows small town high school basketball, they know how small gyms are.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what you're used to. So the Barnett Center, I mean, I'm used to it now, but at the time, you know, that's like when the Hoosiers, you know, it's kind of like showing up to Hinkle Fieldhouse a little bit is what it felt like. Just being able to do it with your buddies, everybody you grew up with, you know, getting to play at the pinnacle of what high school basketball is there's nothing better.
Not trying to get you into any trouble or anything like that, but there's always that topic of conversation on Twitter or X now is, oh, we got to move the B out of Aberdeen. What do you say about that?
Don't do it. I mean, nothing's better than the B in Aberdeen. I mean, it's been here since 1992, and that was when Eric Lappy and the boys and Harold had the greatest upset in the history of South Dakota high school basketball. I think that put a stamp on it since, and it's been here since. My question would be where and why? You know, where would you move it?
Everyone says Sioux Falls.
Well, have anybody from Sioux Falls ever been to the tournament, you know, in Aberdeen? I don't know. You know, if you're living in Sioux Falls, have you ever been to the B? If you're a Rapid City person, if you're a AA individual, have you ever been to the B? I think Aberdeen's the perfect place for rural South Dakota to go. I mean, it's the capital of kind of what we're all about and the dedication and hard work. I think Aberdeen is the epitome of Class B.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I love it here, and it is the pinnacle. I'm right there with you, no doubt about it. So you also played five sports there at Del Rapids St. Mary. How'd you balance all your time?
I think we've talked about this before, but just having unbelievable people around me, you know, great teachers, great coaches, having a great set of parents that just put me in a spot that I didn't want to be bored. You know, I always wanted to be doing something. My dad instilled in me in an early age that you always wanted to be involved. This is your school. This is your pride. So this is your baby. So do what you can for it, you know? And I think that's something great for life. You know, like if you're going to be somewhere and you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability. Mm-hmm. So if I had the ability to succeed in a certain sport, why would I not go do it for my teammates and for my buddies that I know that they might need me to do this? Like I could easily, you know, not done track and field, you know, like that's an easy one. AAU basketball, all that stuff. But I've thoroughly enjoyed competing. That's also a thing. I think I'm an ultimate competitor. You know, I just like to compete, you know. So just competing against other people and constantly having those rivalries and those different people that you're battling against. You know, the people I was playing in football and basketball are different from the people from track and cross country and baseball. So it was fun to have different people to compete against and just enjoy being a kid and just enjoy playing.
Do you feel like here in 2025, to a certain degree, there's not as much, for lack of a better term, want to with competition? I feel like in South Dakota, we certainly have it, you know, with Class B basketball. You see a lot of multi-sport athletes, but maybe, I guess, to make a blanket statement across the country, feels like there's a lot of more specialization in individualized sports. Feels like competition nowadays, you don't see it as much, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, that's been something that's been happening my whole lifetime, you know, people specializing and trying to get to a higher level quicker. And I think it's, the problem is it's worked for a lot of people that are playing at the, you know, the NBA guys and that kind of level. But the problem is there's such a small percentage of the final, you know, the final end that I think people get lost in the sauce when they're looking at like, well, it worked for this guy. Well, that guy was 6'6", 215, God given natural jumping ability.
Yeah.
You know, so I think people need to understand that, like, what matters to you, what's important to you. Playing with your teammates and competing with your teammates and competing for your hometown, is that important? Or do you want to try to get the best look you can possibly go and play 4 years of college somewhere random? I think you kind of know my opinion on that. You know, I think you want to compete with your friends and your teammates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also I think that's a problem with competition thing in this country. You know, I think a lot of people are just a little too buddy-buddy with everybody.
Yes.
You know, that I think everybody just, there's no just, anybody just doesn't want to compete anymore. So that's why those guys back in the day were always competing, because they always wanted to be doing something. Like, you think about the Jordans, when he was always competing with somebody. I think that was something that, why is he doing golf? Why is he doing this? You know, because he wants to compete. So I think that's something we're also missing, Tukes.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, the super team kind of thing with, you know, the Celtics doing it, with LeBron doing it and all that stuff. I feel like that competition really continues to shrink. And that's another reason, one of like the 19 reasons why I don't watch a lot of NBA basketball, but that's just me. You call your grandma before every game. What do those conversations kind of sound like?
Yeah, so just calling my grandma and talking to her and just having somebody in your corner that believes in you, you know, being able to hear good words of affirmation. You know, I think everybody, no matter what competitor you are and what level you're at, you like to hear that. So just talking to Grandma Z down there in Springfield, just making sure she's all right too. I just love her much and just make sure she's doing okay. I haven't really called her the last couple, so I actually got to get doing that again. But it's hard when you're on the road and that kind of stuff. Hope she's doing well, and I love you, Grandma.
Anytime my mom calls me before a game, it's, you know, I can't get the VCR to work. Can you walk me through the whole TV video thing? And we've done that for years, and still continues to be a problem. So you transferred from Briarcliff to Northern. Why'd you choose NSU?
I just chose NSU because of the community, because of the people, and because of, you know, the tradition that's here. And I've had a pleasure of being part of it for the last 3 years, and I've been part of great teams here and not so great right now, but we're just, you know, trying to figure out what we can do to better that situation right now. Yeah, just NSU is just an unbelievable experience for, you know, an 18 to 22-year-old. Someone who's leaving home, and you may not necessarily have a community where you're going, and you automatically get one here. People caring about you. We probably have the best professors in South Dakota, but I'm biased, obviously. But we just have people that care, which is a hard thing in this, you know, this world, to actually be genuine and actually care. Mm-hmm. And we actually have that here. So that's probably the biggest reason why I came here.
Good answer for sure. I hate winter weekend. How fired up are you for this?
I'm jacked, man. I mean, you can't really put into words what this really means to you, because it's just an emotion almost. You just get in there and your blood's pumping and there's everybody screaming and dancing and having a good time and just enjoying life. So I'm excited, man.
What's your favorite I hate winter weekend memory? Could be on the floor, could be off the floor.
So it's actually, mine is probably off the floor. I came up here when I was a junior in high school just to check it out for the first time. And I got there for the Mason Stark game when he had all the threes. So I was in the house for that. I've been a part of it and got to play and got to shoot a couple times, but that was still pretty darn cool to watch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How do you mentally prepare for game day?
You just set time aside right before the game, you know, focus on what you got to do for the game. And it's also a good time to reflect in your life, you know. It's just like, think about what's important to you as an individual and as a human, and just think about what you got to do, you know, on a daily basis. It's a good reset, almost a daily reset when you have those games. Just sit there and just think a little bit and maybe watch a couple videos here and there, but just get ready to go.
A lot of silent reflection for sure. Worst injury you've ever had?
I tore my labrum in my hip. So I had to get surgery on that, but I actually played on it for 3 years in high school.
That's right.
So I did it my sophomore year, and I actually played my junior and senior year on that. And actually, my entire time at NSU, I've pretty much been playing with two bulge discs. That kept me pretty sidelined for, you know, the last 2 years, and I've been okay this year, but it hasn't really bothered me. But, you know, the back injury is really fidgety, and it's
debilitating.
It is, and it's hard to come back from, you know. So I've done my best, you know, and I've worked as hard as I can on it. Those are definitely two of the harder things that I've had to do as a human being. So just pushing through that, and it's hard. When your body doesn't do what you want it to do, it's a really frustrating thing. It's definitely made me grow as an individual, made me grow as a person. Just continuing to fight through those, for sure.
Very good. Do you have any pregame superstitions other than calling your grandma?
No. You know, you don't want to get too steep in some superstitions at times, because my dad and I in high school probably got really steep into them, you know, and we would, you know, well, we did this time, we got to do it again, you know. Yeah. And as I've gotten older, I've tried to get away from that a little bit, because it may mess with your mind a little bit, you know. So I try to not do it, but if we go to Subway, I'll always get two chocolate chip cookies, you know, and that kind of thing. Those simple little things, but nothing crazy.
Good for you, because I am very, very superstitious. And for people that don't understand what it's like to be superstitious, I'd rather you not be, because
I've been steep in it, you know, and it's hard. It's a hard life, you know. It is tough.
No doubt about it. Favorite basketball memory of all time? Could be as a little boy growing up there and Del Rapids, could be at the B, could be here at Northern State, somewhere else. What's your all-time favorite basketball memory?
Yeah, I've played basketball all over the country, and basketball's taken me a lot of beautiful places and met a lot of beautiful people. But I would say, you know, one that just sticks out to me is we're playing the big YMCA tournament in Sioux Falls, is the big youth tournament down there.
Okay.
And I remember I got to hit a game winner in the fifth grade to win the tournament, and my dad was our coach. So I remember running and jumping in his arms, and it's on video too, and it was pretty cool. So I remember that pretty vividly. But of course, St. Mary's gave me so many different great memories, and Northern's gave me even more. So it's hard to pick through all of them, but that's just probably one that sticks out.
I like the fifth grade one. That's awesome. That's all the basketball questions I got for you. Tell me what you know about Fireman's Feed in Eureka, South Dakota.
I don't know where you got this from, but I mean, I know quite a bit. So my grandpa grew up in Eureka. The Libbis name we had, still got some land over there. Actually, Hillsview is where we're from, but population 1 now.
Wow.
Yeah, we know the guy there. He's a good dude. Yeah, we go over to Eureka every opening of pheasant hunting. We go over there and just hang out and hunt, and it's a good time. A lot of good people over there. For sure.
Fireman's Feed. That's the go-to food is the steak for you
Absolutely. Yeah, has to.
You can name all the winners and losers of all the presidential elections dating back to 1920. How does one even get into that?
I don't even know, to be honest with you. I think I just started picking them up over the years. You know, I just enjoyed it, you know. I think, honestly, growing up in a Catholic school, we learned about a guy in 1928. The Democratic nominee for president was a guy named Al Smith.
Okay.
He was the first Catholic nominee for a major party in the United States. And once I learned that, he happened to lose to Herbert Hoover that year. Ever since I learned that, I think I just kind of picked it up, you know, and just enjoyed learning it. It's just a fun little, I don't know, more of a party trick than anything, you know, people just asking you and you just name them off.
No doubt about it. Al Smith sounds like a made-up name and a made-up person, but that's neither here nor there. And this next one is a thinker, so take your time on it. Give me your top three pieces of South Dakota sports history. You're a South Dakota guy. You know all of just about everything about South Dakota sports history, feels like, to me anyway. Give me your top three South Dakota memories or pieces of sports trivia or what have you.
This is probably the hardest question I've ever been asked. So this is...
I feel good about that. That's
good. Yeah, this is very, very difficult. You know, I'm just a basketball guy, so I'll probably just stick in basketball here, because if I start going to football, then I'll be all over the place a little bit. But I did already talk about it. I think the 1992 Class B state championship game, Eric Lappy, I think he had 41 in that game.
Okay.
Beat Warner. So Harold was one of the smallest schools in the state.
They weren't Highmore Harold at the time, just Harold.
Harold Cardinals. And they had lost in the region championship game the 2 years before that. And Warner was, I believe they were undefeated going in the game. They had the great Chuck Welke Jr. Chuck Welke Sr. was their coach. And Eric Lappy hits all those threes at the end of the game, and they call a timeout. They're up two, I believe they're up two with like 16 seconds to play, and they call a timeout to huddle. Lappy stands at the free throw line, doesn't go to the huddle, and stands, walks around the free throw line, not listening to the huddle, because he said, I know what I had to do. and he had to make two free throws to go up four with like only a couple seconds left.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty cool moment.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty big.
That's one.
That's one. We're going to go for a while.
Yeah, that's okay. Take your time.
I'm just thinking of some of the great high school like championship games. Biased here, and it was actually we were on the losing end, but the 1975 state championship game, which was undefeated Freeman Flyers versus undefeated St. Mary Cardinals.
Okay.
We had the great Paul Park. He averaged like 20 and 12 or something great. Kent Mueller, which was Josh Mueller's dad, the great Josh Mueller. He was on the Freeman team.
Okay.
I believe it was a five-point game in the Sioux Falls Arena, sellout, 15,000 people probably at that thing. I mean, it was unbelievable. That game was probably one of the greatest games ever played between two of the greatest teams ever played.
Okay.
That was 1975.
That's number two. This is no particular order, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Jeepers. I'm definitely missing a bunch.
Sure.
You know?
No, that,
yeah,
this is...
as it's going to go. I'm just thinking of the great championship games just to narrow it down. But probably the next great championship game, I believe the year was 1989, Class AA State Championship, the great Eric Klein.
Sure.
Versus the great Eric Piakowski.
Mm.
Played 15 years in the NBA for the LA Clippers.
Heard that name, yeah.
Aberdeen Central's down two with the ball under their basket. I believe 3 seconds left. They call a timeout. They get a play. Eric jumps out to the wing, has an open three, and misses it and lose by two. Probably the one of the greatest AA championships of all time. So, hey, I'm missing a bunch of stuff.
Sure.
But that is what I could think of off the top of my head. So, yeah, man. But South Dakota, I mean, it's just a place. It's unique, you know. It's just unique in the fact that, you know, basketball is king, you know. I just think it's unique in the fact that people just really care, and they still care. And you see a lot of apathy across this country, you know, all over the place. It's just different here. When people come and play high school sports and live in South Dakota and go to college sports even, like, they realize how big of a deal it is. Like, our Division IIs are different than everyone else's mm-hmm. Division IIs. Our Division I's for a state of barely 900,000 people, I mean, that's a different level of Division I. Athletics is just something we care about here. And I think it's a reflection of the people, you know, the dedication, the hard work, all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, great question.
Yeah,
great
question. I think so, too. And I've never asked that question to anybody before, but I figured you'd be the perfect guy to ask that, too. Favorite Christmas gift that you've ever received?
I was just thinking about this the other day. Bring up Grandma Z again, growing up Catholic. You know, you're an honorary Notre Dame fan.
Sure.
You know, from the beginning. But my cousin, who's a year older than me, Carter Libis. Shout out, Carter. Hope you're doing well, man. We got these Notre Dame footballs right before they played in the national championship against Alabama in 2013 with the great Manti Te'o.
Sure.
You know, and we got those. And I still remember that to this day. Had a, I believe they played in the Orange Bowl in Miami, and it had an Orange Bowl logo on there and stuff, and it was this Notre Dame football, and it's still back in my room in Del Rapids. I still remember that. So I've probably gotten a bunch of great other ones, but I just remember that as a kid, being like 9 years old, Notre Dame playing in the national championship. That was a big deal to us. You know, everybody was jacked. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Love it. Any New Year's resolutions for you?
I don't know. Nothing really specific, you know. Anyone that knows me, I'm already pretty disciplined, you know. So, and I'm already pretty, try to stay out of trouble, you know. So, you know, try to read the word more and try to pray more and do that kind of stuff and just keep that conscious.
Favorite movie of all time?
Normal movie, not sports movie. Well, it's a little sports, but Forrest Gump.
Mm.
Love Forrest Gump.
Sure.
It's kind of in a way like, I would love to live like him, you know, just in the fact that he's just doing all different kind of stuff all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that. But sports, probably either Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Or I really love Field of Dreams. And Kevin Costner's my guy. So I love whatever Kevin Costner's in, I like.
This might be a hot take, but I've never seen Field of Dreams.
Yeah. Got to.
I've tried to find it on some streaming service. I just can't find it anywhere. So.
I swear, I think I just watched it free on YouTube.
Really?
So look that up.
All right. Yeah. What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
They had a granola bar. Yeah, that's what I had.
Going big.
Yes.
What fad or phrase of 2025 needs to be stopped?
Oh, gosh. So I got a 13-year-old brother. Okay. I mean, all of them, like, they have this, there's this new language called brain rot, you know, or whatever.
Right.
So
yes.
All these kids are saying it. The skibbity, that whole thing needs to stop, whatever that is. Skibbity, Riz, whatever. Like, they all, Riz is kind of cool. But skibbity and all that. Get rid of that.
I was reading a top 10 list the other day, and Skibbity was listed, and I was like, what the heck? What is that?
I don't even, frankly, like, I'm not that far removed from them, and I don't know what that means, you
mm-hmm.
know, but.
We're not with it.
No, well, I don't know. Riz, we use Riz. We say Riz. We like that one. But
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Skibbity that needs to go.
Yeah.
What annoys you? What fires you up?
What fires me up? I'm trying to think of like a funny one, but more like something just people not caring.
Yeah. You know,
like that's a...
Apathy.
Apathy is like one of my, you know, one of the hardest things that I just have a disdain for in this world, you know? Especially like college is a tough time for a lot of people, you know? It's a good time and then it's a tough time. Apathy is just something that you see on a daily basis, you know? It's like, just care, you know? Like, all you're already here. You're already done 75% of the work.
Yes.
You know? Just do what you got to do.
I think one of the big things about that when I was in college was people were skipping class all the time. I didn't miss my first class until my junior year of college. And it was because I was in New York to cover the Marquette basketball game against Washington. It was during the Jimmy V Classic. And I told that to somebody. They're like, this is your first ever day of missed class? I'm like, you're paying for it. You might as well go to class, right?
Exactly. You know, if you're not paying for it, somebody else is paying for it, you know? And that was something my dad stressed to me at an early age. Well, right away, he just said, never miss a class. You know, mm-hmm. somebody's paying for this, you're paying for it. Why would you? If you're already there, yeah. you know, like we travel a ton. And we already miss quite a bit of class in the first place because mm-hmm. we're traveling. If I'm here, I got to go.
Might as well go. What's in your fridge right now at home?
Jeez, what's in my fridge? We got, I got a lot of chicken breasts in there, man. That's what I eat.
A lot of protein.
Yeah, a lot of protein, a lot of beef. Pretty simple stuff. Probably milk, eggs, chicken. I like the turkey that I don't even know the name of the brand, but you know, the already sliced turkey.
Sure.
Know? Eat a bunch of that. Yeah, that's probably about it. I mean, we keep it pretty simple, but.
Who needs fruits and veggies when you got protein?
Well, we got some of that. We got some frozen strawberries.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
We're good.
If you could get rid of one state in the country, what would it be and why?
California.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing good out there, man. Nothing good.
If you could eat anything in the world right now, what would it be?
Let's get a T-bone steak in here, man. That would be great.
How do you like your steak done?
Medium rare.
What does America need more of?
You know, that's a great question with, you know, everything that's happened, you know, the inauguration and all that kind of stuff. It's interesting to see, you know, the tide changing in this country. But I just say...
Everyone needs to calm down.
I think everybody needs to calm down. But I think some I've already stressed today. I think caring is an important thing, you know, and it's different from like what we see online. I don't know if those people really care, you know. I think those people just want to cause problems. You need to truly care like what's going on in your world, you know, and understanding what's going on. And I think we finally saw that this election, you know. So, you know, I feel good. I feel like I think the tide is turning in this country, so I feel pretty good.
Hello, golden age.
Yes,
what does
sir.
America need less of?
Less internet, less TikTok, less Facebook, less everything, man. Just like...
Less skibbidibid, whatever
yes,
the heck it
yes,
is.
Yes, yes. I think this is, you know, the internet does a lot of good and it does a lot of bad. So I would like a less of the bad of the internet, more good.
Right there with you. Are you a big pets guy? Are you going to have any pets when you get a little bit older?
Yeah, I love dogs, you know. We had a dog growing up, a little wiener dog named Rushmore.
Nice.
He was a good dog. But yeah, I would love to get like an Alaskan Husky is what I would get, or like a Siberian Husky. I think that would be pretty darn cool.
What's one thing about you that most people wouldn't know about you?
At one point, probably not anymore, but I was the youngest member of the South Dakota State Historical Society. If
really?
You didn't know that. Yes, sir. I think I actually got the card on me.
Okay.
But I think that would be something people probably wouldn't know.
Did not know that about you.
They sent me a little bit of a letter, too, when I joined and stuff. And they actually knew who I was because of athletics and stuff. And they sent me nice stuff. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Would you rather win the lottery or live twice as long?
I don't know. I love life. I love meeting new people and just enjoying it. So I don't know how long I'm going to live the way I live. You know, I live pretty hard and, you know, I love to just, you know, I do a lot of crazy stuff from athletics and running and exercising. So I don't know how long I'm going to get, but I would probably love to live twice as long for sure.
What's one thing on your bucket list?
So I got the opportunity to go to Hawaii. Hawaii is like an incredibly beautiful state and they got one of the greatest basketball events in the world. So I think going to the Maui Invite one time would probably be the pinnacle on my bucket list for sure.
I could see that. If you met God and you could ask him three questions, what would you ask him?
What would I ask God? I would probably ask God, why? Why make us, you know? I would probably ask, you know, why me? And because it's an unbelievable opportunity to be on this earth.
Correct.
You know? There's a lot of people that didn't get that. Why are the Minnesota Vikings so bad?
Why can't they just get over that hump?
Why can't we win?
I know. Maybe one day. Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I mean, they just re-signed Kevin O'Connell.
We're good with that. KLC's good.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
We got to figure out our QB thing, but
yeah. Especially in the playoffs. Next up, I got a segment called This or That. Winning in a blowout or winning in the last second?
Winning in the last second. But, yeah, no, I like the close games, for sure, yeah.
Elf or the Grinch?
I do like the Grinch.
Offense or defense?
Offense.
Money or fame?
I would rather have money.
Hole-in-one in golf or a half-court buzzer beater?
Half-court buzzer beater.
We're talking hole-in-one now. People go a whole life without a hole-in-one.
Are you talking half-court buzzer beater game winner? Or
no,
just
no. This is just a random, could be the end of a first quarter or first half.
Hey, shout out my uncle Chris Libis. That guy, I think he has 5 hole-in-ones in his life.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, he's barely 40.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got 5 of them. Think 5. Maybe it's less than that.
That's
insane.
It's
somewhere, but I think it's 4. It's 4 or 5. It's one of those. All in the Springfield golf course down in Springfield. So he's a legend for sure.
That's incredible. Behind the back pass or a reverse layup?
Behind the back pass.
Sunflower seeds or popcorn?
Popcorn.
Layup or a jump shot?
Jumper.
Touchdown or a 3-pointer?
That's hard, but I'd probably have to say touchdown. There's nothing like scoring a touchdown in a football game.
You're driving. Turn signal or no turn signal?
Turn signal. Shout out to people. Help them out.
I appreciate that answer. I mean, you're a true South Dakotan, and I would have figured you would have said no turn signal.
Well, I got a little Minnesota in me from my mom, you know, big city. She grew up in Omaha, so I would rather help out the people a little bit.
All right, I appreciate it. Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Sprite or Pepsi?
Sprite, for sure.
Fruit roll-ups or Gushers?
Gushers.
Gum or breath mints?
Gum.
Coffee or tea?
Neither.
In the restroom, toilet paper, does it go over the roll or under the roll?
Over.
Got to go over the roll, right?
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to say, yeah, yeah.
Under the roll is the worst.
Yeah.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs, for sure.
Down or up?
Always up, baby.
Singing or dancing?
Both.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Save or spend?
Try to save, man.
Good answer, especially as a college individual. Work hard or play hard?
Work hard, then play hard.
Rain or shine?
Rain.
Cold shower or a 5K run?
I might rather do a 5K run, honestly. Like, I do the cold showers, but 5K run, I would rather do that, honestly.
All right, impressive. Blondes, brunettes, redheads?
I don't know. All.
All of the above. You do not discriminate.
No.
Dua Lipa or Carrie Underwood?
Oh, gosh. Carrie Underwood.
Wasn't she great the other day?
She was amazing. I watched that live. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going full on a cappella. That was awesome. No doubt about it. Just the confidence to just be like, I'm just going to sing it.
That's what I'm talking about. She's a big time player, big time moment right there.
I wish I had that kind of confidence with anything in my life. Finally, word association here. We'll wrap things up with rapid fire. I'll say a word or a phrase, whatever comes to your mind. Just come out and say it, okay? Could be a full sentence. Just your thoughts.
Gotcha.
Northern State University.
Home.
Southern State University.
Should have been home if it's still around.
You know, it's interesting. I had no idea about Southern State until you were telling me about that story with Larry at breakfast at, was that in Bemidji, I think?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Southern, yeah. Just growing up hearing about it all the time. My grandma and my grandpa both went there.
Okay.
Yeah. So it used to be more of like a, at one time it became more of a technical school. So my grandpa went there for, geez, I don't even really know, but I know he was more of like a computer, like he ended up fixing TVs and stuff when he was older. So I think that was kind of what he went there for. But it was originally a teacher's college, just like Northern, so that my grandma went there for teaching. What I've heard, it was cool, man. Springfield's a cool place, right on the river down there.
Closed what year?
1983.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. Del Rapids St. Mary High School.
Also home.
I hate winter.
Fun.
Game day.
Fun.
Subway.
Eat fresh.
What's your go-to food order there at Subway?
Subway, I'll get a foot long, I'll get white, and I'll get steak and cheese, and then I mix up the veggies all the time.
All right.
Try to get different stuff in there.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
South Dakota.
Again, home, you know, a lot of good people. Tough.
Springfield, South Dakota.
Fun place to be any holiday, and love the people down there.
The weight room.
Gritty.
Gatorade.
Need it.
Finals week.
Not fun.
Basketball.
Love.
GPA.
Solid.
I don't think I've ever asked people's GPAs before, but I feel like I can ask your GPA. What's your GPA?
Yeah, I think I'm right middle of the road. I think I'm like 3-1 right now, 3-2. I just have a hard time with anything that involves numbers.
Sure.
So if I got anything involving numbers, I'm not doing great. So like that business stats was tough for me. Yeah, I'm right middle of the road.
3-1, 3-2, there's nothing to shake a stick at.
Yeah.
With that, that's very solid, no doubt about it. Damian Lillard.
Shifty.
Death metal music.
Not a fan.
Me neither. Steak.
Good.
Social media.
Not good.
Bratwurst.
Good. If it's from Eureka, really good.
I love me some bratwurst. Made some the other night. cook it in beer, the best.
Oh, that's a Wisconsin Indian there.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Little onions, cook it in beer. Can't go wrong.
There you go.
Nephila soup.
Nephila soup?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
Soup?
Yeah, like Nephila, you know.
Oh,
like...
hold up.
Okay.
I had some of that. Very good.
What'd you think? You liked it?
Oh, very good. Are you talking about the thing with the dumplings almost?
Yes.
Yes. My Aunt Sandy Libis, shout out Aunt Sandy Libis, when we were in Eureka, she just made that. That was the first time I had that.
I would have thought that you would have known what that is for sure.
No, that was the first time I had that. So that was really good. We had a whole bunch of people over. A bunch of people from Eureka came over, and she made a whole bunch of that, and then she let me bring it home. So I had a bunch of those dumplings home.
Yeah.
That was good. Jeez, yeah. I had to think about that, but yeah, good.
That's very solid. Tater tot hot dish.
It's solid. It's solid. Yeah, it's good.
See, I had no idea what that was until I moved out here.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a big deal.
It's not my favorite. You know, like I'm like corn pudding. I like corn pudding. I like some of the other hot dishes. Green bean hot dishes. I like those.
What's the corn pudding? What is that?
Corn pudding is just kind of like, it's more of a, it's just corn. It's like, I don't know. It's normal corn, but it's like almost pudding. Like, I don't know what you put in it. I have to ask grandma. I don't know. She puts it. She makes it. But yeah, I enjoy that. But I'm more of a green bean guy. If I got anything with green beans, I like that.
All right. Gotcha. Winning.
Everything.
Hip hop music.
Not my favorite, but some are good.
Rock and roll.
Solid. Good.
Country music.
Yeah, that's me right there. Yeah.
Big
I like that.
Big country guy.
Yep. Yep.
MSU Mankato.
Let's just get a win. That's all I got to say.
Winona State University.
You know, Winona's beautiful, but we're in Aberdeen now. So let's make something happen.
Favorite team to beat in the NSIC?
Favorite team to beat in the NSIC? Augustana. Sorry, Mom. She went there, but yeah, Augustana.
James Glenn.
Shooter.
Devin Brook.
My buddy. He's my roommate. I like that guy.
Quat Abdel Karim.
Also a shooter. Good dude.
Marcus Burks.
Tough. Gritty.
Toby Obiora.
My man.
Caleb Mitchell.
Strong.
Noah Baca.
Tough.
Ethan Russell.
Aberdeen.
Coach Wright.
Fun.
Coach Vaughn.
Smart.
Coach Saul Phillips.
Smart. Good.
Your parents.
Everything.
Your siblings.
Also everything, but they're funny. They're goofy.
And finally, by the way, shout out to your sister, Addie. Just followed me on Twitter.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, shout out Addie. She's having a good season, so I'm happy for her. I'm proud of her. You know, playing basketball for all the time that she's played, you know, she's had a hard time. You know, people have been tough to her about, you know, it's hard to grow up with someone, you know, that was able to do some of the stuff that I was able to do. But she's finally kind of came into her own. So I'm proud of you, Addie. Keep doing what you're doing.
What's it like back home in Del Rapids? You guys have some pretty good one-on-one matchups?
Well, so we're all so distant in age. And, you know, and we got a girl in between.
Sure.
So, you know, it's a little tough. Cooper and I probably had our first one this summer when he's finally old enough, you know, a little bit to compete, where I was just guarding him with Noah, with no hands. And his goal was only to, he had to hit the rim.
Okay.
And he would get a point every time he would hit the rim.
All right.
So that was a pretty fun game. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Finally, Connor Libis.
I don't know if I got one simple word, but when it's all said and done here in Northern, I just hope people just remember somebody who really worked hard and really cared about what mattered, you know, in this world. So, but I just appreciate, again, all the opportunities that I've had from NSU. I've got to meet some incredible people. Some incredible individuals that have been incredibly gracious to a kid that, you know, frankly, I haven't really been able to do a ton for NSU on the court, but people have been more than gracious to me. So I just appreciate everything that this community has done, everything that Aberdeen's been. This place will always be home. So this will always be my college and always my university. So I just appreciate everything people have done for me.
Well said. Shout outs to family, friends, kind of wrap things up here a little bit.
Yeah, appreciate everybody who's followed me all these years playing basketball. I got a lot of buddies and friends coming for I Hate Winter, so it's going to be fun to see all of them and just enjoy it. Just shout out Mom and Dad and shout out everybody and go Cards.
All right, that is the next governor of South Dakota at some point in time.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how things work out here. Maybe Larry Roden. You know, we got to figure out how things and out here with this gnome stuff, and then
right.
We'll see where I sneak in this, but we'll see.
I would vote for you.
I know you would.
You better believe it, buddy. That's the junior guard from Del Rapids, South Dakota, Connor Libis, on this installment of Pack Chat. Thanks again for doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it. Thanks for all you do, Tukes. Means a lot to us and means a lot to the community. So keep being great.